Good morning, and thank you so much for hearing me. My name is Sal Rosalvato. I'm the executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline, C-Store, and Automotive Association. And we have over 1,500 members in the state of New Jersey that are in the gasoline retail business. Some are in the convenience store business, and some are in the automotive repair business. And I want to reiterate that this is a death sentence. I would like for you to understand exactly what it is the small business owner is going through right now and what you will do if this passes. This bill is a license. It is nothing more than a license for people to practice predatory pricing, to target a competitor and drive them right out of business. And they can and will do it. I want to submit to you, Assemblyman, the system is working right now. I understand everybody's angry about these gas prices. We are too. A year and a half ago, you bought gas from us for $2 a gallon, and we were paying $1.90 for it. Today, you're buying gas from us at $4 a gallon, and we're paying $3.90 for it. And those are the lucky retailers. There are some retailers, and many retailers, that make less than 10 cents on a gallon of gas. So we are not the reason you're paying these high prices. We are, however, the reason New Jersey pays the lowest retail price in the nation. Yes, New Jersey has got a lower gas tax than other states. Ours is about 14 cents lower than our neighboring states. But yet, we buy gasoline in New Jersey for 20 cents less than neighboring states. We have a retail competition system in the state of New Jersey that is second to none. Competition is working. What we do with this legislation, by permitting a predator to come in and target somebody, we are giving them a license. We are saying, yes, it's okay, go put that competitor out of business. The only reason to price below cost is to be predatory in nature. I want to do some math. The average gasoline station probably pumps between 50 and 100,000 gallons a month. If a competitor across the street wishes to sell a penny or, say, 2 pennies below cost, and I'm already only making 2 or 3 pennies, I have to lower my price a nickel to meet that. They will do that specifically to drive me out of business. At 100,000 gallons a month, they would lose $2,000.
Mr. Rosalvato, you have 1 more minute left. Right.
At 100,000 gallons, at a 2 cent loss, that's a $2,000 a month loss in profits. My member, where does he get that $2,000 from? We would be competing against people that could simply go into the bank and take it out for the sole purpose of driving us out of business. Assemblyman, you referenced some studies, but I would like to say, and in the debate over these next weeks, that I'd like to reference some studies as well. The study that I want to reference is done by Mark Skidmore, and it is done... Please bear with me. I got it right here. It was done by the Journal of Urban Economics. It was a study that was done in all 50 states. It was done over a 10-year period, and it came to a firm conclusion that below-cost selling takes out enough competition that ultimately the consumer does not benefit and in the end pays. So I do look forward to discussing some of those things with you. I would hope and I would ask this committee, please do not pass this out of committee. Stop this here. This is going to be a bloodbath for the people in my business. I have 2 members here that can tell you real life stories of what this will be like.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rosalvato. Would you state your name, please, for the record?
Yes, my name is Brad Tracy. have a Speedway service station in Landing, New Jersey. I thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak. I try not to waste the time to reinnovate what's already been said. And not much left for me to say, except that I have to agree with what's been said. I understand your concern is to look out for the consumer, but once the competition is gone, there's nothing to stop those big companies from raising the price. And it won't be a 10-cent margin, it'll be a 20, 30-cent margin. Now, the few cents you save the consumer in the short term, this consumer is going to pay that back dearly. And then you have a big problem on your hands. So I think what we have now is working very well. And I would greatly appreciate it. My family, everybody in this room would appreciate you opposing this bill. Thank you so much
for your testimony. Mr. Gill?
Hi, my name is Kashmir Gill. Good morning. I am one of the members of New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association, and I'm also a BP and Sunoco jobber in the state of New Jersey. We have people from oil companies here, too. The reason we have higher oil prices, basically is because of credit card, full service, and nobody has talked about but the, traders. This thing need a solution from Washington where, they have to pass a law that this is too important of a commodity to be traded at, at stock market. 30 to 40% of the cost right now in the crude barrel is basically trading price. People do not have any interest. They're just trading futures and making money. Now, traditionally, companies like ExxonMobil, BP, and Sunoco, they had three segments of making money: exploration, refining, and marketing. They got rid of marketing, most of them, and the reason is because they didn't feel that there is enough return in that. They got rid of refining. But what they're doing right now is that they have replaced refining and marketing with the future trading. They have changed offices. They're in totally different business. New Jersey has great laws right now for consumers. We need laws for gas station owners, how we save them. Right now, they're already killed. And if we pass this bill, like Tim Arata say, I will be another casualty. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry I had to step out for a second, but